This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. soldier Travis King is on his way home after being expelled by North Korea. We'll get more on the story from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Sweden was the chief interlocutor with North Korea on the transfer, while China helped facilitate the transfer, according to three senior Biden administration officials who briefed reporters on the condition of anonymity to discuss the transfer. One official underscored that the U.S. was grateful for China's assistance, but that Beijing did not play a further mediating role in the events. The advisers said that the U.S. had first learned through Swedish officials earlier this month that North Korea was looking to expel King, the U.S. not providing any concessions to the North in exchange for King. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The investigation continues into a fire at a packed wedding hall in northern Iraq where more than 100 people were killed and at least 150 others injured. We get more from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
Survivors said hundreds of people were at the wedding celebration after an earlier church service. The fire began about an hour into the event when flares ignited a ceiling decoration as the bride and groom danced. The Interior Ministry said it had issued 4 arrest warrants for the owners of the wedding hall, state media reported. And President Abdul Latif Rashid has called for an investigation. State media added that preliminary information indicated that the building was made of highly flammable construction materials, which contributed to its rapid collapse.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. The Oversight and Accountability Committee of the U.S. House of Representatives is holding a hearing today in an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. Republicans allege that Biden was vice president. His son Hunter Biden used the family's name